Books on Tape presents A Pretext for War, 9/11, Iraq, and the Abuse of America's Intelligence Agencies, by James Bamford, read by Robertson Dean. Whoever fights monsters should see to it that in the process he does not become a monster. And when you look long into an abyss, the abyss also looks into you. Friedrich Nietzsche, Beyond Good and Evil, Prelude to a Philosophy of the Future, translator W. Kaufman, New York, Vintage, 1989, Part 4, page 89. While nothing is easier than to denounce the evildoer, nothing is more difficult than to understand him. Fyodor Mikhailovich Dostoevsky. Allow the president to invade a neighboring nation whenever he shall deem it necessary to repel an invasion, and you allow him to do so whenever he may choose to say he deems it necessary for such a purpose, and you allow him to make war at pleasure. If today he should choose to say he thinks it necessary to invade Canada to prevent the British from invading us, how could you stop him? You may say to him, "I see no probability of the British invading us," but he will say to you, "Be silent. I see it, if you don't." Representative Abraham Lincoln, letter to William H. Herndon, February 15, 1848. The Collected Works of Abraham Lincoln, editor Roy P. Basler, volume 1, 1953, pages 451 to 452. Part 1. Destruction. Chapter 1. Rome. Tech Sergeant Jeremy Powell's heart started pounding, and he quickly raised his hand and started waving it vigorously to get attention.